Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, Dixon and Dossier Report on patient Pram Naranjan, date of birth 4/26/1956, date of procedure July 23rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Ashiz Hari. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, palpectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is FLBC positive stools, trauma bright red blood per rectum, trauma personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of a single lesion, such as malignancy, or all experience of the patient. Patient's breath and anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care. Period. A well lubricated limbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, esophagus. Retroflex is obtained in the cardioaortic section from the stomach before the duodenoscope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position as the direct exam is performed. Well lubricated limbus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum, advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or orifice. The cecal valve complements the flows. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, the ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure. Descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum period. Retroflex view is obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 7-2-3-2, comma, good prep period. Terminal aim was intubated and evaluated period. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared on a remarkable neckline. The Z line was regular at 38 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was a 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema, common biopsies were seen in the interim body for histology and through a light H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared on a remarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation histology for celiac disease. Next line, ampulla appeared on a remarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy, there was a area in the cecum that appeared slightly irregular with erythema. However, NBI did not show evidence of any abnormality. Common biopsies are obtained in this area for further evaluation. Histology. Next slide. There were two diminutive descending colon sessile polyps from cold biopsy palpectomy. Next slide. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next slide. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years pending path. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, consider PLCAM if clinically warranted and there's evidence of iron deficiency anemia. Next line, if the cecal erythema such irregularity appears to be a polyp, we'll need repeat colonoscopy for removal. Thank you.